8:07. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. Thursday.
It is. Got a big day coming up tomorrow.
Final day of June. Unreal.
Tomorrow's. Is it your birthday tomorrow?
Is it your birthday?
No.
Oh.
Is that why it's a big day?
No, it's a big day because...
It's Friday.
Why are you here?
Right.
Emily Garden and Company. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I am Emily Garden. I work with Soyfer Family McDonald's, and I have my great friend Aubrey here from First Citizens. We are here to talk about Kids Day.
And that's why tomorrow's such an exciting day.
Yes. Aubrey, do you want to tell everyone why we're so excited for this year's Kids Day, what we have going on at noon tomorrow, something that's a little bit different from the last couple years?
Yes. This year, we are having a stage show, and it is sponsored by Quality Auto Service. This year is going to be the KAL Weather Lab, and they're going to be doing some fun science experiments, and it's going to be a good time, something we haven't done before.
Yeah, so we were just talking before that Chris was like, good thing it's not today, the weather might be bad. And I said, well, I'm very prepared. I definitely have maybe not checked the weather for tomorrow. But we said, you can't control it. But if you come to the stage show, you can control the weather because we have three awesome meteorologists coming down. They have kid-oriented experiments that are big and fun, and they'll have a blast. And then thanks to Steve Roble out at Quality Auto, we have 10 really cool National Geographic science kits for them. So 10 kids will go home with some really fun prizes. And I know, looking at Chris and Kay, that you love it when your kids take home messy prizes. So if they're there, I will make sure and choose them.
Okay. The messy prize. You know, that's Steve Roble. He's a guy.
He's a
great, great guy.
Stand up, man.
And this is going to be such an interesting new feature to Kids Day. What else is going on that is maybe a little bit more traditional that everybody expects and loves each year?
Well, I was in here chatting with you all this last week about how delicious our hamburgers and cheeseburgers are at McDonald's. We have our traditional lunch in the park for $2. So that will be something you don't have to find food for the kids somewhere else. You can just grab them a whole bunch and sit down and have a fun picnic in the park. But let's start at the top. Maybe make it a little bit more streamlined. Registration starts at 10 a.m. on Friday. So tomorrow, 10 a.m., come to Central Park and get your kids registered. Registering just gets them a goodie bag and entered into the prize drawing. I know for our grand prize, we did a really cool picnic table for the 0 to 6 age range where you can assemble it and they can have their own little meal. And then we included some Happy Meal coupons so that they can go have their own picnic in your backyard. Aubrey, what did you guys do for your grand prize?
Ours is a gift card.
Oh, fun.
A Visa gift card. So, yes.
So they can go shopping.
Yes. So they'll come to First Citizens and grab their card.
Very, very cool. Okay. And then at 10:30, we're kicking off that Kids Day Parade. Are your kiddos going to be in that one?
Yes.
Are
decked
they?
Out. Yes. They have matching dresses and their strollers are all going to be decorated. So, yes.
We are hoping to see lots of
decorated
items. Yes. And then we are doing prizes for that as well. Most artistic, I think most colorful is one, and most creative. So Lisa Garden, the TLC board president, will be awarding those prizes. So maybe slip her a couple extra gummy worms or something before the parade and you could get those. Custom trophies and everything this year. Then that lunch and then free games. Aubrey, do you want to talk about those games?
Right. McDonald's and First Citizens Bank, Bethany Alliance Church, the Bridge will be there, the Fire Department, the Charles City Fire Department, the Charles City Police Department, and the ambulance. This year we'll have Hy-Vee's Kids Fit bus will be there also. And Fidelity Bank and CUSB will also be there with some fun things. I think we're going to do face painting and tons of games. It's going to be so much fun with lots of prizes.
Yeah, you will have no problem filling that prize bag or finding something for the kids. So pop quiz notes for both of you. Have your kids said, I'm bored. There is nothing to do this summer.
Probably about an hour as soon as school ended.
Yeah. Friday, you don't have to hear that. They will barely be able to fit everything in the time that we're in the park. So after that, after the games conclude, hit the stage show. Awesome, fun time, engaging for all ages. We're really excited for that. And then we are so grateful to partners like the Comet Bowl, mini golf, and Lions Field Pool Parks and Rec. They are all doing discounted or free activities between $2.50 bowling, $2 mini golf, and free swimming throughout the day. So many fun ways for kids to have a kids' day, yeah. And then you can close it off with party in the park that night.
No, I'm pretty sure that every single kid in this community takes part in Kids Day activities, wouldn't you say?
Oh, just absolutely.
Judging by the parade.
Now, even my 13-year-old, who is to the point where she likes to say Kids Day isn't cool for her, but she'll be out there wandering around doing everything, guaranteed.
I mean, even the adults have fun.
It's just fun to watch, too, because the kids, it's literally like for us, Central Park on the 4th of July, where there's so many adults and everybody comes out, it's just like that, but kids only. Yeah. So they're kind of in this like kids zone and they're feeling it and they're all looking really decked out. It's very fun. It's just a cool thing every year.
Yeah, right. And thanks to you guys for such hard work. It's always an endeavor to pull this thing together and try to think outside the box and get some new activities. Mm-hmm. You've certainly done that this year. Very excited about the meteorologist show.
I know.
That's going right? to be awesome. Ooh.
We need to thank you all, too, for hosting us on KCHA, letting us talk about this. We're super grateful to have this and have some time just to chat with you all. It's so fun always to see you, Chris and Kay, and we love being able to share wow. about Kids Day.
That's what we're here for.
I was actually going to say kind of the same thing, that we're lucky to have them.
Oh, absolutely.
Aww, it's like a group hug in the studio right now. Feel the love on this Thursday.
So, Mr. Weather Person Chris Berg, what does our forecast look like for tomorrow?
It's going to be a nice day, not going to be stormy, cloudy in the morning, gradually clearing out. So,
if anyone's sitting near some wood, feel free to knock on it. I'm just gonna, you know, make sure that stays the same. Not that I can control it,
that's
but
right.
I would love for that to stay.
It's the rest of the weekend we have to worry about. Chances of rain and storms.
Well, so. Saturday's a pretty open day, so we'll
so
get
we're good.
Tomorrow.
We're good for Kids Day.
Absolutely.
I just need Kids Day
that's
at this point.
Need.
Yes.
Yeah.
We just need kids happy on Kids Day. They deserve a fun, free day to just enjoy and be happy, happy, happy.
Absolutely.
And I know I have never seen anyone mad when I give them a prize. So I'm like, you know, we'll just keep getting more prizes. We'll just give you more prizes.
More prizes.
So we got a special shipment actually this year of Happy Meal toys to make sure we have enough. So it should be really fun.
Perfect.
Very cool. So. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
All right. It's 8:14 with Big Red Machine.